flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This ain't Texas. This is Minnesota. This is the Shaletta Show. It is 2:47, and it's my favorite time of the day, talking to my friend Steve Thompson. Steve is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, and he has a show coming up after mine. Now, Steve, these roads are getting dicey. The crews were on the scene of a two-vehicle crash on Highway 52 near Concord that happened about 1:30 today. One confirmed fatality at the scene, and at least one other person is injured. Northbound traffic is reduced to one lane as of 1:50 today while the crash is being investigated. These roads are slippery. This is serious. Steve, it is drizzling, this freezing rain in some areas. Some areas it is not. And as you travel, you got to be careful. I'm talking to my son, Andrew. Steve, he's home for college. He's finna go hang out with some of his friends. I know that boy, he ain't but 18 years old. He don't know nothing about driving.
Yeah, it is one of those things. We snuck out earlier today to run a couple errands. Aaron and I went out in the van. And what I kind of did is I went on an initial run because the last thing we want to do is get stranded out there in a situation with her. Mm-hmm. And it was okay. So we went and we got a cup of coffee, and then we went to the store and picked up a couple orders and then came right home. But by the time I finished unloading all of that stuff out of the van, The rain was coming, you know, and I could feel kind of that light drizzle that's really made the road slick. So up in the neck of the woods in the northern suburbs, it wasn't too bad earlier. But, yeah, folks need to take it easy. And they've been warning us about this, and there's still that winter weather advisory for the area. Yep. So people really need to take it easy if they're out and about.
And I'm telling you, this accident, this fatal accident is very near my house right here on Invergrove Heights on Highway 52 near Concord. We all know exactly where that is, 135. One confirmed fatality at the scene, and at least one other person is injured. Again, if you're heading in that direction, Highway 52 is reduced to one lane while that particular crash is being investigated. And I'm looking at these pictures, Steve, and they... It's bad. I I thought it was, you know, I didn't know what to think because when I looked at it at first, but the whole top of the car sitting on the ground. I mean, and the thing is that we can't just go posted speeds when we know this ground is that slick and slippery. All it takes is one spot. And we both have been in those type of accidents, Steve, where you don't got no control.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I hit the dreaded slippery spot. I was going to a game after work up at Park Center. So I was on 694, and it was light snow. And I'm not a wild man behind the wheel. I was driving very carefully. But I hit one of those dreaded scattered slippery spots near Boone Avenue up in Brooklyn Park, lost total control, and went head on into the freeway wall. And I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the airbag and the seatbelt. I mean, that's just flat out it. I was very lucky to walk away from that wreck. My truck was destroyed. When you go from whatever I was going to hitting a concrete wall, and that was just a scattered slippery spot. Folks need to slow down. I mean,
yeah.
I think people, even on dry roads, are driving way too fast. Crazy people out there.
Yeah, and I remember seeing that truck, and I just remember thanking God that you walked away from that, because the pictures of that truck, I was like, my friend got up and walked. Nobody carried him. There was no stretcher involved. There was no hospital. Steve, you had some angels around you that day. That's when I know that Michelle is a praying woman, because those angels protected you on that day, because looking at that truck, you should not have just walked away like you did.
Well, I'll never forget the tow truck driver when he showed up, because the first thing I did was call in 911 that I had a disabled vehicle. I was able to get out, but I literally had to lean back and kick with all my might, because the front end of the truck was caved in. So as a result, the doors. So I had to use every bit of strength, because I was worried the thing might start on fire because it was such a hard hit.
Yeah.
So I got out of there and was standing between the truck and the wall I had just hit and called it in. But I was upright. I wasn't bleeding anywhere. I was sore. Mm. And then after a while, I figured, all right, this thing isn't going to start on fire, but it's cold out here. So I climbed back in and waited for the tow truck driver. So the patrol showed up with the driver, and he kind of came back and he said, you know, stay in the vehicle for now.
Right.
And then I climbed out to get in the tow truck with him, and the trooper stayed back to kind of get traffic away from him.
Right.
And he said, so you walked away from that? And I'm like, well, seatbelt and airbag did its job. But it all gets back to that point. We've talked to Mike Hansen from the Department of Public Safety, and the Office of Traffic Safety. He says seatbelts and airbags. Just an airbag isn't enough. You need the seatbelt and airbag together. And if you do get in a wreck, stay in your vehicle. Don't be out walking around and so on and so forth. You know, stay in your vehicle and wait for help to arrive. So that's just a word of advice.
I was headed to CCO Radio one day before COVID, before we went remote, and I was trying to get there, and I hit a slick spot, and I went through four lanes of traffic, and I hit an ice bank, and had I not hit the snow bank, I probably would have went over the highway right at Spaghetti Junction, right at 94 eastbound, right at 35, right at 52. You know where they all come together at one, you know, right there. And so I got out, and one of the things that they told me was, if it was slick for you and you slid, you don't want to be out here walking, because it's slick for everybody. And I didn't think about that. If I hit the slick spot, somebody else could hit the slick spot. Stay in your car until help arrives, just in case somebody else hits a slick spot. And then you won't get hit by a car. And we, you know, it sounds bananas, but we see that so oftentimes when somebody got out of their car for a wreck or a fender bender, and then they get hit by another car. But if the road was slick for you, it could be slick for somebody else. So it's just, I'm, you know, right now in Cottage Grove, everything's good, but you know, we got to get to St. Paul. We got haircut appointments. Now, are you going to the WCCO Radio holiday party? It's tonight. It's at the Minneapolis Club. What you gonna do?
Yeah, I can't make it. I already RSVP'd and said I would be a no-show. It sounds like fun, but yeah, back to the roads. We're not trying to, you know, scare anybody. It's just if you got to slow down
and be careful.
Yeah, and if you do get in an incident, stay in that vehicle. Stay buckled in. You know, don't get out and climb around. We'll wait until law enforcement shows up, those first responders, mm-hmm. to be able to secure the situation so you can get out of your vehicle safely. So, yeah, it's crazy out there.
Well, you know, and this is a good time, too, Steve. I hadn't even thought about it. Is to make sure you have all your winter, your car has all its winter stuff, your flares, your cones, your brush, a couple of extra blankets, extra warm winter weather clothing, you know, anything that you think you might need. And I didn't even know until last year that I needed a shovel in my car. So I bought a little shovel. But one thing that I hadn't do, and I'm finna get ready to do right now when we get off the radio, Steve, is I'm going to go throw all my stuff back in the trunk because it is not there. And we need that in case something happens.
Well, and another one that Mike's brought up, and we've had him on the air a lot over the years, is he says, you know, check those tires, you know, just because you eyeball them and say, well, those are good enough. They may not be good enough. Good enough for dry roads in the summer, but certainly not in the winter. And having good tires on your vehicle properly inflated are huge as well.
Okay, now you got to tell me this. Who do you think is going to win that Heisman Trophy tonight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is so tough. When you get down to the Heisman and the finalists, usually it's a quarterback. It's hard to say. I will say this: the awards lost a lot of luster over the years.
It
remember when it used to be a big deal. Now it's kind of like, oh yeah, they're handing out the Heisman tonight because it doesn't always guarantee success in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? It
yes.
doesn't always guarantee success.
Well, I tell you what is a success. If you listen to Steve Thompson's show coming up next, baby, you will feel like a winner. Be safe out on those roads. And if you're on Highway 52 near Concord, there's a fatal accident.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reduced to one lane.